From the high desert and the great American Southwest, where midnight and the new year rusheth our way, having presently just crossed the Midwest. Happy New Year back in New York. Watch that one come in on CNN as well as the Midwest. So it's coming this way, folks. Mountain time zone and then out here, out to the west. A brand new year and goodbye and good riddance to 2008. What an awful year. We kind of covered that last night. This is Predictions for 2009 Part 2. So if you didn't get any last night with your prediction, this will be your second and final chance. Now, these are specific predictions made by you, the audience, hopefully from your psychic center. We only allow one prediction per customer. Yes, you may mention more than one, but I will only record one, your main one, whatever that is. You may. Let's see. How to put this? I don't want wishes, and I don't want political speeches. I want thought out, very carefully thought out predictions. And so, if you must, silence your mind, even on this evening, for a moment, and come up with something you think, something major, that will occur in 2009, something that's so good that we can look at it next year, or at the end of 2009, and say, my God, this person is good. We should have them on the air doing other things. Now, if you were not listening last night, as I read some of the predictions that have been made early in the previous year for the 2008, one thing was clear, and that was that a number of people predicted the economy would crash and burn, and it certainly did. That was an outstanding prediction made by all of you. So obviously the audience had kind of a sense of that. A lot of the rest of them got bonks. Reviewing yet a few more made, I think mostly bonks, number 58, an agreement between the U.S. and Cuba. I don't think we have, we've reached an agreement of any kind with Cuba. I don't think we're talking to them just yet, maybe in the next administration. So I'm going to bonk that. 59, part of Florida breaks off. Well, as hard as they were dancing in Key West, what I saw earlier on CNN, it looked like it might, but it's still there. Let me see. So that would be a bonk. Number 60 would be Google phone takes off. Maybe it did, but I didn't notice, so I'm bonking it. Number 61, BlackBerry attains $2 billion in sales. And that we know from last night is a ding, 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 ding. Congratulations on 61. 62, an earthquake, a 9-pointer in Northern California. Big time, thank God, a bonk. 63, another Clinton sex scandal. Bonk. In fact, I saw them in Times Square, and they looked very happy together, dancing, and they just looked kind of good. 64, they're going to find a cure. I wrote that down, and I have no idea what it was a cure for, so they're going to find a cure. What was I drinking last year? Well, they're going to find a cure. That's all I wrote down, so I don't know. Number 65, Art Bell, me, returns to coast, well, on a permanent basis, no, so I'm going to bonk that. 66, Disney World shooting. There would be a shooting at Disney World. I don't think there was. Tentative bonk, correct me if I'm wrong. 67, Osama calls for an end to jihad. No, big time bonk. 68, Liza Minnelli will die this year, not as far as I know, bonk. 69, Iran soon gets nuke. Well, they don't have it yet, so I'm going to bonk that. I'm being pretty harsh here. 70, Zahi Hawass relents on the age of the Sphinx. Never, never will he relent on that. 71, so it's a bonk, Pakistan loses a submarine, and that is a bonk, I believe. And then finally, 72, finally for now anyway, it's a bad run here, A new market makes middle class rich. sorry, bond. A new market, you know, like a new Wall Street or something makes a middle class rich. Not so far as I know. Most of the 401ks are 201ks now or worse. We will be back with your predictions for next year in a moment. By the way, I guess I should give out the phone numbers. Let me go ahead and do that for those of you who would like to make predictions. Again, one per customer, no predictions of assassinations. Remember that. That gets me in trouble. That's not good, so I don't allow it. I have a little button I can push and virtually erase the fact that you ever tried to call in at all. It's pretty incredible, huh? West of the Rockies, the number is 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time callers, area code. You know, I was going to take that number, and I was going to set it up especially for people who are drinking tonight, and then I was never going to answer it. But I guess that's mean, so I won't do it. Area code 818-501-4721, 818-501-4721. Wildcard line, area code 818-501-4109. And the international line, for those of you, well, wherever you are in the world, doesn't matter. 800-893-0903. Get a hold of the AT&T operator. Tell her Happy New Year. Put you through on that number. 800-893-0903. So that's it. No other rules. Otherwise, come up with something you think will occur in 2009. And here we go. On the first-time caller line, which could have been the drinking line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Chris, this is Chris from Detroit, and I have a prediction.
Okay. Number 46 is where we begin tonight, by the way.
Okay.
I'm listening.
I predict the auto production is going to cut in half because regardless of what they do, nobody has money to buy these vehicles.
I'm not sure that's true. Nobody can get credit to buy them right now, but, you know, that may be improved. GMAC, you know, just got some money from Uncle Sam, meaning you and I. And so I guess they're going to begin to loosen up the credit again. But you think it'll be cut, auto production cut by one half?
Yes, because all these people are going to be out of work and the suppliers are going to have to cut back. And I think they're going to have to... Well, even that right now, the sales are down, what, 40%?
Oh, they're way down, yeah.
So
it's horrible. I mean, the whole economic thing is, in fact, let me ask you about that. The whole thing is so bad, so horrible, worst thing we've had since the Great Depression. And there are many out there who think that there yet could be a depression ahead of us. What do you think?
I would agree with that.
You do?
Yes.
Well, you're certainly at the lower edge of consumer confidence.
Yes. and on a positive note, maybe the Lions win a game this year.
We're going into a worst ever depression, but on a positive note, the Lions are up, huh?
Well, they might win a game.
Okay, thank you very much. And you have a good night. Positive note, the Lions will be fine, the rest of us, though. West of the Rockies, wait a minute. Now you're on the air, West of the Rockies. Hello there.
Hi, Art. Happy Howdy. New Year to and you and your family.
Year. Yes, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Las Vegas. Rich is my name.
Oh, just over the hill. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Are you going to go out and brave the 37-degree weather?
No, I'm going to brave the staying inside and watching everybody kill themselves.
On TV, okay.
Yeah. My prediction is that I think next year, we're going to see changes in the GATT and NAFTA agreements, strict changes.
So you think the new president, Obama, will what? Come in and
level the playing field.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what brought on the Great Depression was, you know,
Well, we got to do something. We're not manufacturing anything except paper.
Yeah, no.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is.
It's scary. So that's my prediction. And I realize the consequences of the possibility of it. But when Bill Clinton accepted April Gatsby's declaration of it that she was going to give to George Bush without even changing anything. I knew we were doomed then, just like the bank problem, that law from the 30s. I forgot the name of it, where a bank has to be just a bank.
I'm not sure what law that was in view of, you know, some of the investment firms that just teetered and some went over. But anyway, all right. Listen, thank you very, very much for the call, and have a great New Year, huh?
You, your family as well. Thank you, sir.
Take care. And I think we need to take a break. Do we need to take a break? We do, right? No, we don't. Good. How about that? You know, somehow these things just escape my mind. When I get on the air, I sometimes forget breaks altogether and just blow them off. Probably age. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, so I'm so glad to be able to talk with you tonight. You know, you are the only guy since 1994 that I've really enjoyed spending my evenings with.
Really? Well, that's very flattering, but worrisome.
It's all right. It's all right. It's a ministry type thing. Go ahead.
No, tell me where you are and your first name.
Yeah, Avi. This is Arizona, down in the Great Southwest Desert.
Okay, and, well, if we're going to spend nights together, we need to, you know, at least be on a first name basis here.
Oh, absolutely, Art. Absolutely. You know, you definitely keep us awake out here when we have to go around in circles and do everything else that we're doing. But I've got an idea that Obama is going to play a major part in bringing peace to the Middle East, and it's going to be through his unique association with the Islamic Mahdi, or Mahdi, guy with the blue turban.
Okay. Obama brings, boy, that'll be something.
Well, it will definitely be something, and it seems like everybody is thinking that this is the guy who can do anything, so I want to put it on record.
I wonder if the expectations, and, you know, I voted for Obama, but and I think he's a very, very, very intelligent man, and I think that a lot of people who were so opposed to him have watched what he's done, you know, in preparation to become president with the cabinet and all the rest of it, and they're beginning to gain some respect for him. But what's bothering me and I'm worried about now is that the expectations for this man are so high. I wonder if he can ever live up to them. My God, look what he's facing.
Well, it's going to be really hard for him to do what he said that he wants to do, mainly because there obviously is the government to deal with. But, you know, what really makes the country, though, is not the leadership, it's the people themselves. And if we hold that positive attitude within our hearts and our spirits, then we will bring things around.
You're absolutely right. And, if you know, the one thing a president can do is to rally and unite the people, the American people. And if he can unite the American people and keep us glued together, even through the very worst of times, then you're correct. It'll all work. So Obama brings peace to the Middle East. That's a pretty tall order. First time caller line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you.
This is Julie. I'm a truck driver calling from Kansas.
A truck driver in Kansas. All right.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to say I would like to predict that this is the first time I believe that America is not going to stand with Israel.
Oh?
Yes, sir.
The present difficulties, you mean?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You know, we've always stood with Israel in war. I think America will turn their back on Israel this year.
And you think that would be the Obama administration?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. I wouldn't think that would be a good start for the Obama administration.
No, sir. But I think that there's so many people protesting it, and I've been having nightmares about it, and I just think that they're going to decide not to stand with them this time.
Wow. Well, that's quite a prediction, and it is number 49.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I take it you're in a truck right now?
Yes, sir.
Reach up there and hit that horn for me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you very much, or a woman, as the case may be. That's pretty neat. Out across America. I always thought when I was younger that that might be a career path for me. Don't chuckle. I really love traveling. I truly love traveling. I love the road. I love being out on the open road. And I always have. So I thought that'd be a pretty neat life. For those of you that enjoy it, you just get to see so much. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Just spiffy, sir.
Okay, well, I'd like to be able to make a prognostication, if I may.
Prognostication Central, at your service.
Okay, well, great show tonight, even though it just started. But it
Thank you.
A great show. It always is.
Well, it could go straight downhill. You never know.
Yeah, well, okay, I understand. Well, what I'm calling about is I'll be very straightforward. I think what we are going to do sometime either as early as February or as late as June, we're going to see the process over 3 days called the Day of the Great Political Smash, when all the exchanges of the world are going to come to a grinding halt.
Wait. The political smash?
The Day of the Great Political Smash. It's how would you say, the subterfuge of the international bankers.
Well, that would be an economic smash, not political.
It would be everything.
Now, hold on. We have already had a smash. I mean, you know, the market went from, what, 13,000 down to about 8,600, something like that?
I'm talking about all the paper currency of the world being rendered useless.
All the fiat currency suddenly without value.
Yeah.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. And then after that point, they're going to have martial law in this country.
Well, they'd need it.
Well, yeah, because then they'd have to secure all the food and fuel supplies. And because there'd be people trying to loot it, then they'd have, well, the dispersion of the military coming in and securing everything. They'd have people being, they'd have like an instant enlistment, people who would be most prone to going into that type of activity.
Yeah, but I mean, all currency losing value. You look, there's always going to be something that we use to trade. You know, maybe it would be gold, or maybe, you know, you're a fan of Warren Buffett, so that'd be the Buffett. Instead of the dollar, you'd trade in Buffett's, or you'd trade in Bell's. I mean, I could come up with a currency. I wouldn't take much stock in it, but
I'm looking at stuff. You know, it's like, what happened to all the gold? You ever wonder where all the gold went to?
No, it's hanging from ears all over the world. Earrings. I have no idea, sir. The gold's, you know, kind of scattered around, right?
I think it's pretty centrally located in a few places. I think, like, for example, I'd start with the Bank of England. They're at the bottom of the Federal Reserve.
Well, they stopped, of course, rendering gold for a currency a long time ago, like we did.
Did you ever do any research into what happened about 1937 during the Great Depression they had last time? The Bank of England had brought into the country, when things were really horrid, just to demonstrate the power they had, they brought in about $300 million worth of gold in a short time thereafter, again, to demonstrate their power. They pulled it out, and everything went back into the dumper again. Someone has all the gold someplace. Somewhere there are these huge, colossal reservoirs of gold that people are hoarding. Because
we should find these people, and we should take it back.
Oh, I'd love to. But I don't think they're going to let us.
All right. I appreciate your call, and he thinks all currency will lose value. Well, I have no such worry. I do have concern about the dollar as we print money like it's going out of style, which actually, if they continue, it might be. I have some concerns about that. On the international line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Yes, sir. I have a prediction for you within the next month or so.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from East Tennessee.
East Tennessee, on this line.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Within the next month, actually, or close thereabouts, there will be a major terrorist event in and around England or the Western European area, the likes of a type of 9/11 situation. our president will rally to join a coalition to attack whatever country is deemed appropriate to retaliation. Obama will then be the hero that everybody intends for him to be, and there's not a lot of imagination going on here tonight. Will this be
prior to or after the inauguration on the 20th?
After, but Obama is going to be a great success, actually, because the people orchestrating his takeover are going to create it so.
All right, got it. So within a month, a big, bad terrorism, something or another in Europe, and Obama is a hero. We'll be right back. Here, indeed, I am. Good morning, everybody. If you'd like to send me an email, wanted to remember to do this at the beginning of the program. Now, there are two ways to do it, and I'd love to get an email from you, and I'm going to try and answer my email. Now, it's quite a job because there's a lot of email there, so be patient with me, but I'm going to hold it there and really endeavor to do my best to answer it. So I'm Art Bell at mindspring.com. That's A-R-T-B-E-L-L, lowercase, at mindspring, M-I-N-D-S-P-R-I-N-G.com, or artbell at AOL.com. But the mailbox, I think, at Mindspring is bigger, so that's one I'd use, artbell at mindspring.com. I'll look forward to it. Be right back with your predictions. All right, back to the lines and your predictions. Hopefully you're searching and looking down into your deep psychic self, and you're coming up with something you think will occur in 2009, something, you know, pretty big and possibly something that people would go, wow, you know, that kind of deal, because it's unexpected, and yet you get it right because you saw it coming. So now would be the time. This would be the night. And here is a line to endeavor to do it. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, this is Stu in Phoenix.
Hey, Stu, how you doing?
Happy New Year. Last time we spoke was last century. That was the night I told you it's always a full moon in Phoenix.
You know, I think I remember that.
Yeah. But anyway, I predict that sometime probably in midsummer, just when it appears we're going to go into hyperinflation, somebody somehow will throw a monkey wrench into the World Bankers' plans, and instead we'll go into deflation.
Well, that's what we've got now. We've got deflation right now, Stu.
Yeah, we will be in serious deflation, like getting rolled back to 1967 levels.
Yikes.
It's the one thing the bankers fear the most because they can't control it.
That's right.
And at the end, we will come out stronger for it. It'll be a painful and messy process.
All right, Stu, how long do you imagine that kind of deflation will last?
I'm not sure how long the process will take. It'll probably be fairly rapid when it does occur. Like within 3 months, we could get rolled back to previous levels. We will be dealing with smaller numbers in terms of dollars.
Deflation actually is, I believe deflation, Stu, is the most serious and most feared of all economic possibilities.
Feared by the bankers.
Yeah, that's right. Really feared by the bankers. I mean, for a while, everybody says, oh, great, it's, you know, super. The price of everything's going down. I love it.
Well, with the wage index going down, per capita income
that's true.
Going through the floor,
right.
The consumer price index is going to have to follow, or we'll have all these goods on the shelf and nobody will be able to buy anything.
Okay. Well, Stu, thank you very much for the prediction, which is number 52. I hope that you are wrong. If I were to see, and I'm no economist, but if I were to see a long period of serious, seemingly unstoppable deflation, I would worry that we were indeed, you know, entering a period of real depression. The big D, and there's a lot of things we might want in this world, but that certainly is not one of them. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Tommy from Aurora.
Okay, Tommy.
How's it going? I'd like to predict that in February,
some meteorites will hit the planet somewhere in an area, and we'll be able to go out and just pick them up off the ground like hailstones.
Really? There's going to be so many meteors that they're going to be on the ground like hail?
Just in a small area, not worldwide, but just in one little neck of the woods.
That's a very unusual, specific prediction. If I might ask, how did you come by this?
Well, I'm just into astronomy and space and all that. It's just a feeling that I've had for a while. I was almost going to say that the Earth would shake, the whole Earth would shake. But I went with the meteorites instead.
Okay. Done deal. Number 53, and a very unusual one at that.
All right, all right. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, a pleasure talking to you, too. February, huh? Wouldn't that be something if it was in a, and I guess it actually could be in a fairly specific area. If it was a cluster of meteors that came in, they could hit in a sort of a regional area, and that would be that. Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Good morning.
How you doing, Art? Happy New Year.
And to you, sir. Where are you?
I am, my name is Jim, and I'm calling from Guntersville, Alabama.
Excellent.
And my prediction is this. There was a guy called in, kind of stole my thunder, but I've got the aftermath for you. The United States will break up into regional countries, and the only successful one will be the one in the South, which will basically be the reconstituted Confederacy with Atlanta as our capital, minus Virginia, Florida, and Texas.
My God. That's quite a prediction. The U.S. breaks up into regional countries, and the only successful one is in the South, and it's basically a redo of the old South. Wow.
Absolutely. And the reason I say this is the only region of the country that has any history of being, well, with the exception of Texas, which is a republic. But I think that also that we will have to prevent people from trying to get in, and Southerners have a very homogeneous morality, which the rest of the country does not seem to have. You could tell by the populist person that we voted for in the primary being
so Huckabee. You guys are going to have to put up like a big fence?
I would like to see that, absolutely.
Keep
I think
the rest of us out?
And keep everybody else out. Yes, I do. I see that happening. And I believe that it will begin on Confederate Memorial Day, which is April 24th.
Yikes. That's some prediction. What about California? I mean, California is, what do they say, a fifth of the U.S. economy or something?
Well, all California can't manage its books. I see California eventually, as has been talked about on the show, becoming part of Mexico again. That's why you have the exodus of Caucasian people, which you know about in Nevada.
See.
Yep.
Okay. That's a hell of a prediction.
What's my number?
It's number 54.
Number 54, thank you.
You're very welcome. That's pretty freaky stuff. Atlanta would be the center of this new place, huh? That's a new one. That's really a new one, folks. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning. Turn your radio off, please.
Turn it up, Wando. I'm on.
Yes. Immediately.
Hello, this is Jim from 29 Palms.
Yes, hi, Jim.
Hi. Yes, sir. I have a prediction for you. I'm an old desert rat. I've been out here in 29 Palms for 29 years. And back before that, when I was in the military, I traveled to the Hoover Dam and Davis Dam and that whole series of dams on the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my prediction that
so it's like you're a damn old desert
pardon?
Rat.
I'm sorry?
That's okay, sir. Go ahead.
I predict that that Hoover Dam is going to break and that Lake Mead's going to come rushing down Colorado River. And it's going to refill that Salton Sea in that entire area because I believe there's going to be a snow melt.
Now why
Colorado.
Would Hoover okay, but why would Hoover Dam
big earthquake.
Break? Oh, earthquake?
Yeah, earthquake along the... You know, we had the Hector Mine quake. yeah. out in the middle of the desert, and it went back off here not too long ago, a 5-point something.
Right.
And we are so close to the Big Bear quake, Flanders quake, and I have a feeling there's a series of fault lines that just haven't been examined as much as they could be. And it's my professional opinion from my firefighting experiences that Coachella Valley is really going to get it.
Got it. All right. Hoover Dam breaks and the ensuing mess all due to an earthquake. That certainly would be very, very bad news. That's prediction number 55. Kind of unusual. We're starting off in a kind of an unusual way. Yesterday, there were many, many financial predictions, obviously, because of the state of things in the U.S. right now. Well, the world, really, with the meltdown. I expect we'll hear more of those this morning. But we've begun the night with very, very unusual ones, to say the least. East of the Rockies, you are on the air. Tally-ho. I hear your road noise. Hello.
Oh, hello. My name is Curtis from Tennessee.
From Tennessee?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you in a truck?
Yes, I am. I'm going down the road through Arkansas right now.
I see. Through Arkansas. Okay. Watch out for pirates.
Pardon?
That's quite all right. Go ahead, sir.
All right. My prediction for 09 will be that I'm not really which scholar it will be. I will say that events from the Mayan calendar will start surfacing and it start taking place, and a scholar will actually start having a better understanding by reading the Mayan calendar that leads up to 2012. And we'll probably forecast the events as it takes place before they happen.
Okay. How about we put the beginning of the end of the Mayan calendar?
The end of the Mayan calendar? Oh, it's going to be the same as...
Well, the beginning of the end of the Mayan calendar. In other words, we know it's going to end in...
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. I would probably predict probably somewhere around February that this will start taking place. And I think there'll be rumors that it will start escalating from there.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. And I'm still going to call it the beginning of the end of the Mayan calendar. In other words, the events foretold or rumored to be occurring toward the end of the Mayan calendar begin, beginning of the end, right? Okay, let's go to west of the Rockies. You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, is this our bill?
It is.
I want to make a prediction.
Okay.
Okay, I see armed rebellion from the American people against their own government.
My God, here we go again. We had a caller a little while ago, thought we'd break off into regional countries.
Well, I believe that is true, too, because our government is not following the Constitution. The people are hard-pressed, and they can't take any more of the banks running the country, threatening to call martial law.
Listen, I've recorded your prediction as number 57, armed rebellion in the United States. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah.
If armed rebellion began, I take it from what you've said that you would willingly be part of it, huh?
Yeah, because I can't take it. At Obama. He won't even prove if he's a citizen or not by showing his birth certificate. And what about the banks threatening martial law against Congress if they didn't pass the $700
billion TARP thing?
Yeah. I mean, who's running the government, the banks, or is it the rich? The poor man doesn't have a stake, so we need to go back to a constitutional era revolution where we mass in arms and take back our government for the people.
Okay. Let's say that you went into armed rebellion against the U.S. government and you won. What would you do?
Well, we'll start it out the way the founding fathers wanted it, as a government for the people, a constitution where it's equal footing for every man, every woman, and is not run by corporations, is not dominated by a bloodline of secret society or families like the Bushes or the Obamas. We don't want that. We don't want the rich telling us what to do. We want the people, the common people.
No, I don't think Obama has a bloodline of rulers, you know, rich rulers in his past.
Yes, he is. He's part of the royalty of England.
He's related
to George Bush and Cheney.
What?
That was on CNN.
That's true. He does. He's a very distant relative of Cheney's, I think.
Well, even if they're six generations or cousins apart, they still consider themselves family. And if you're not in that bloodline, you're nobody. We don't want that. We want to know who our leadership is. We want to know that they won't sell us out to the rich, to the corporations, and don't sell us out to foreign interests. That's what we want.
And would you want the new leadership to lead from Atlanta?
No.
No.
We want the leadership to rule from the bottom, starting with the common man. And we don't want any more rich royalty from any aristocracy from Europe or any place else. We want it homegrown right here in the United States. We don't want no foreign interests in our government.
Yeah, so I tell you, you would take the money away from the rich people.
I would take the power away from the people who are running the government right now. The people who
Well, you said the rich.
Yeah, the rich, the elite. Money doesn't mean nothing to them any longer. You were saying last night, why would they want to bankrupt the country?
That's true.
Don't they want to sell things? No, they got so much money now that all they need is the power.
But power over what? A nation of paupers? If things
Art. We're a nation of paupers right now.
That's who they'd be ruling over. So my point, sir, was okay. I've got you down here for an armed rebellion, but my point was, I think that if there really is this cabal of rich, powerful leaders who are manipulating this crisis and other messes that we're into and destroying the economic system, I guess my point was that at the end of the day, if they really destroy it all, what are they going to have left to rule over? All they're doing is destroying wealth. They're destroying wealth. And so I've never been able to buy into that argument that it's some giant conspiracy to do what? You know, they're much better off for them if they rule over wealthier people. That way, if more people are wealthy, they're less likely to be in rebellion, less likely to take up arms and be dissatisfied because they've got more. At least that's always the way I've thought about it. But anyway, there it is, number 57. Hope it doesn't come true. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I want to say that I want to hear you interview Robert Young Pelton, please. And also, my prediction is, this is Todd and Tempe, by the way. My prediction is that the ineptitude of Barack Obama will create a hyper meltdown of the world economy and
The world's economy is already melting down, sir.
Okay, and because of this, that Alvin Toffler will be appointed the president of the World Bank, and he'll rectify the whole thing and create a financial salvation.
So you're not a big Obama fan.
Well, I think he's the biggest clod you could have for president, and that Alvin Toffler is the biggest intellectual since Aristotle or Christ.
That's quite an introduction. And so the cure for everything wrong will come from the World Bank, huh?
From Alvin Toffler as its president.
So you're predicting in the short term the economy gets even worse?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you very, very much for the call and for the prediction as well. It is number 58. And you can just tell from this first hour, it's going to be a wild night indeed. We're doing predictions for the year 2009, rapidly approaching. Goodbye and good riddance to 2008 for George Norrie. I'm Art Bell. We'll be right back.